Okay, it's 8:57, Bear Country 95.3. The Money Doctor, Dr. Ram, is here from Power Down Debt. Hello!
Good morning, Kevin. How are you?
I am fine. What's new with you?
Are you geared up for the fair?
Franklin County Fair. It starts tomorrow.
Yeah. It's always exciting. It's such great history involved in that, right?
100, I think this is 160 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Wow.
Yep, lots of history.
Makes us feel like babies. So what's up? You know, I always get these things in the mail and I think, oh, here's yet another thing we should talk about on the air.
What'd you get?
So here I have, you know, if this were television, you would see it. Here I have yet another offer to buy an extended warranty because my factory warranty on my vehicle is about to expire or may have expired.
Oh,
now,
yes.
I have 10,000 miles on my, not even 10,000 miles on my vehicle.
Well, that sounds a little early then.
Yeah, I kind of know that this is probably not legit, but it is legitimate in one way. Companies like this do sell extended warranties.
Mm-hmm.
What I want to talk about is if you get something like this in the mail and it draws to your attention, oh, gee, my vehicle is getting older. I'm out of factory warranty. I'm worried about what happens if something happens to my vehicle in terms of expenses.
Mm-hmm.
A different way to look at this, maybe. Maybe this does start to bring to light that you need to think about it. But what I want you to do if you need to think about it is you certainly can call the company that sent you the letter and ask them for a quote and read the fine print, right? You can figure out what are they really covering, because a lot of times it's powertrain stuff, but not some of the things you might expect.
Mm.
There may or may not be an inspection involved. The rates are often high on these things. They are designed to take your money and not pay any bills. That's what their job is, right?
Yeah.
Which is a lot like most things like this. But, but I wanted to give you a couple of tips. The first thing you can do, two things that people don't seem to know about when I talk to them, is if you didn't buy an extended warranty on your vehicle when you purchased it, which is often the case for people, you can ask your dealer where you purchased the vehicle. Maybe it's still, the window is still open.
Sure.
Sometimes, in fact, I did it with my old Mini Cooper.
Uh-huh.
I didn't buy it in the beginning, but I knew as I was getting out of warranty that I was about to have what they called a major, which basically meant a major amount of money you were going to spend, right?
Uh-huh.
And I was still within the window where I could put the extended warranty on it.
Interesting.
Through the dealer.
Oh.
And so at that point, it was really easy to do the math. Extended warranty cost me X, repairs cost me Y. I'm in the black right away. Here's my money for the warranty.
Mm-hmm.
So ask your dealer, because very often that window of opportunity is still open,
mm-hmm.
which I find people don't know at all.
Mm-hmm.
The second thing people don't seem to know about has to do with mileage on leases, and it's the same sort of thing. If you didn't buy enough miles when you leased your car, you know, they say you can drive 10,000 miles a year and
right.
you've actually driven 15.
Oh.
And you think that you're about to turn your lease car in or in the next year or so.
Well, that's going to be a penalty, right?
Well, because of that, you're going to pay a lot of money for all those extra miles.
Mm.
Look at your lease contract or call your dealer and find out, because within a certain window, you can usually buy those miles at the same price you would have paid when you started leasing the car.
Oh, you definitely save yourself some money then.
Yeah, if you can do it. And again, I've done this, right? If you can do it within that period of time. So I knew within 6 months of the time my lease ended, I could look at my mileage and I could say, oh, I'm over my miles by this amount. I'll go back and buy those at the beginning rate. Great way to manage that and lease.
You just got to ask these people.
Yeah, you have to ask, because very often when I send people to the dealers to ask about this, they don't know the answer. They have to dig in to find out. But it's in the contracts. As would be the stuff that doesn't get paid in this contract for the thing I received, possibly. So, you know, it always comes down to two things: how to frame things differently so people are looking at them, and how to read the fine print and sort it out.
Yeah, I bet there's a lot of fine print in that little pamphlet that you just brought in.
Yeah, it didn't come with it, but I guarantee it's there if you get the contract.
Oh, okay. All right. I like how they sent it to you. It looks like one of those could be a check from Social Security type packaging, you know? Yeah, it's a perforated side and you have to rip open the side.
Yeah, well, you're good at this. From across the desk there, it says urgent notice. A request for immediate action, time-sensitive material enclosed. And it looks like it came from the government or something, right?
Exactly, yes.
Yeah. Very clever.
Ah, very good. All right, the Money Doctor is Dr. Ram from Power Down Debt. And remember, Power Down Debt is right here in Franklin County. PowerDownDebt.com has a lot of information. And you can get a lot of information, too, by simply calling.
Absolutely. 413-774-5555.
And it's 9:01. Here's Garth Brooks on Bear Country 95.3.